Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay, there is a point beyond which they must not.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were born of hell, sir. We had an explosion, and we are defending, and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war.
All right, everybody. It's Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio.
And if you need to log in and connect to the link, it's blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. It is 6:05 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. Welcome, everyone. We did not do a Sunday show. It was Christmas Day, so obviously we didn't do a show. People are out with their families, and I just thought it would be a waste to, you know, talk about the things that we talk about on Christmas Day. I figured we'd give it a day off. I apologize if I didn't tell you that the Thursday before, because some of you were emailing me saying, hey, what's going on? Is there a show? Well, look, if you don't think there's a show, or if you don't know there's a show, all you got to do is check. I post it. I posted this show 3 days before, you know, and I promised you I would always post it 24 hours beforehand. All you got to do is look up blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. And or just go into your internet browser, type in understanding the times in which we live in. My show will pop up. I'm first on the internet, okay? It's there. It's on Google. It's on Yahoo. I mean, the show is there. So, you know, we are on the internet. And so, you know, if you're confused whether or not there's a show, don't send me a text message because I don't get them. I really don't. You know, I do have text messaging on my cell phone, but I don't like using it because I don't want to pay attention to it. I think it's a waste. And, I mean, you know, all these people have cell phones out there, and you call them, and they don't answer. So, you know, I just think it's a waste. I'm not going to type a message to you, all right? If you don't have the time to dial my phone number and call me, then you know what? Don't talk to me then. Because if you're in that much of a damn rush, then maybe you got more important things to do. That's what I say. You know, I like the old-fashioned landline phones. You know, kind of like what my great-grandmother had and her house. I remember that rotary dial telephone she had in the kitchen. You know what? That was the best way. And guess what? It was so easy to get a hold of her, wasn't it? It was so easy to get a hold of people back then. I remember at my house when I was a kid, we had the phone hanging up in the kitchen. If we were lucky, we had one upstairs, another one, maybe a push-button phone, you know. But I remember my great-grandmother's house. She had that ring, ring, you know, 2, ring, 6, ring, you know, and you dial the numbers, you know. But, hey, it was a hell of a lot easier getting a hold of people back then than what it is today. Now we got the text messages, OMG, TCBY, blah, 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 and, you know, all these code names, this internet lingo, and, you know, we have the internet, we got Facebook, we can call each other on Twitter, you could be driving down the road, you get an email on your phone, and yet, it's so hard to get a hold of people still. It's harder to get a hold of people today than it was back then. Why is that? Because technology has done nothing for us. Nothing at all. Nothing. But anyway, I want to bring up a question here to the supporters who usually call in. I don't have any guests planned for tonight. Like I said, it's the holiday season. People are busy. The next show, I do have a couple people who do want to come onto the program, and I'll probably book them the next show or the one after. In furtherance to the show we did a couple weeks ago with my Aunt Jeannie, obviously she's not listening tonight, you know, and that's one of the things that gets me, you know. We wanted her on the program for years. We got her in, and, you know, it's like, you know, she's family. Why can't she listen in? Why can't she contribute every week, no matter what the topic, you know? I mean, we finally got her on, and I just feel that maybe she didn't get her way that night, you know, or she didn't, I mean, like I said, you know, I'm not trying to bring, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse here, but what I'm trying to get at is, I just feel like she didn't, you know, she opened the door. It was her show, and she said, no, I want to hear from everybody else. And everybody, because I listened to the program the other day. Again, I listened to the archive version of the show. specifically stated, I want to hear from what everyone else has to say. And a lot of people did contribute. They did talk about paranormal experiences, ghostly experiences and stuff like that. And we all knew Dr. Ventura was going to call in, and Dr. Ventura, I feel, was disrespected that night. I think he was. I know he is long-winded. I know that. I understand that. And sometimes he carries on a little bit too long. I understand that. We know that. But he's a friend of the program. He's a supporter of the program, and he did support facts. He did give facts. And it wasn't going to be a debate show. It was going to be Jeannie states her experiences, and Dr. Ventura stated his experiences, you know, through biblical fact and through theological experiences and studies. And I felt like it kind of got lost. It kind of got to the point where maybe Jeannie felt she was offended. But Jeannie, you shouldn't have opened the door. It was your show. You shouldn't have said, I want to hear from everyone else, because I gave you the floor, and I did not interrupt her. She's the one that opened the door for everyone to jump in. And once you do that, it is my obligation as the host to allow everyone else to speak, whether or not you agree or not. All right? That's called live radio, folks, whether you agree or not. All right? And that's what I did. It was her show, but she didn't take control of it. And it'll probably take us another 2 years to maybe, you know, try to search for her and get her out of that cave and maybe get her, you know, back out into the phone lines again, and, because she does have a lot of interesting things to talk about. She does. I will give her credit there. Even though I disagree with some of the things she says, but that's what this show is all about. And I would like to see her come back and contribute to the program. But to my Uncle Mike out in Wisconsin, it took you how many years to get her onto the program? And now here we are. She's nowhere to be found again. You know, where is she? You know, I mean, why not? You know, we're supposed to be family and friends and understanding the times in which we live in on this program. We may disagree with each other. We may argue. We may get a little angry with each other sometimes. But that's what life is all about. And if you can't be an adult and just go with it and talk about things, then you know what? I don't have an answer for you, but maybe you don't belong on this program. So maybe she doesn't feel she belongs on this program. I don't know. I just feel like maybe Mike out in Wisconsin seems to be the mediator here, because if I were to call Jeannie, she won't answer the phone, like I was just talking to you about. She won't answer. She's not going to return your phone call, that's for sure, okay? And if you went to her home and knocked on her door as a family member, they won't answer the door. So, you know, I mean, so are we beating a dead horse here? Should we just put this subject to rest and say, hey, thank you, Jeannie, for blessing you with our, thank you, Jeannie, for blessing us with your presence a few weeks ago for the hour and a half we had. Thank you very much. And then we say goodbye, and it's never going to happen again. Or can we get her back onto the program and be a regular guest? I mean, is she working right now? Does she have a lot going on right now at 6 p.m. on the East Coast? Is she busy? Does she have children to raise? No, she doesn't. Okay, I know her children. I grew up with one of her sons, actually. And we're not going to get into that. And I know where her daughter lives, so her daughter doesn't live with her. So, I mean, is she working? I mean, why can't she, like other family members, contribute to this show at least once a week? Mike's out there. Joe from Sebastian, Florida's out there. BitBanker's out there. Elizabeth Rondo's out there. We get Deborah Lewis out there, who's listening. We get family and friends. And this is what we talk about, folks. We got Melody listening. I mean, we got, you know, like I said, Mike, you know, so why can't Jeannie participate? Why can't she participate and be part of Family and Friends? You know, I mean, why can't she support the program? And what I'm trying to get at, folks, is this. I feel I've done what I can do with this program. And it's costing me money every month to keep this program going. I've done it now for what? We're going on, what, almost 2 years now? A year and a half, to be exact? I don't know. And I talked to another family member about this already. And, you know, it's not paying off for me. Yes, we've made a difference. We spoke to a lot of people. We spoke to the former president of Canada, for God's sake. You know, we've spoken to people overseas in England and Germany. We speak to family members all around the country. But yet, we can't get the majority of the families to commit to the program, and we can't get people to commit. And I'm up there, I'm out here working, trying to get guests. And I appreciate Mike, what he did. He got Jeannie, you know, finally after all these years, to come out of her damn cave. You know, because that's different, and we all know that. Come on, let's be honest. You know, they live in the bat cave. You know, you knock on their door, they won't answer it. You call them, they won't answer the phone. But anyway, we finally got her, you know. And there's other family out there, too. Where's my nephew, Alex, who graduated, who discharged from the Army? You know, he was on this program. Where is he at? His friends are more important. You know, we had... Excuse me, my niece Savannah on the program. You know, teenager, can't spit out more than two words at a time. You know, so, you know, I feel the program has gone as far as it can possibly go to this point. I really do. And I'm considering ending it. And this way here, we don't have to worry about it no more. We don't have to talk about it. Maybe one day, maybe a few years from now, we'll continue it again. But I've done what I can do with this program. Like I said, it costs me money every month. And there's been a little bit of criticism. You know, people say I interrupt. Well, you know, it's my show. I'm paying for it. You know, I mean, I appreciate the people that are listening. I do. I mean, but again, what else would you be doing if you weren't listening to me? You know, and I give everyone an opportunity to speak. I mean, I give you the opportunity to share your stories. So, you know, we've met some interesting characters on this program. Tone, you know, a troll. We've had people call in. We've had crank callers. We have people threaten me. So, you know, we've seen a lot. So I just think maybe the program should end within the next 30 days. I mean, I don't know if we should carry on any longer because it's taking up my time. You know, I have two sons I have to raise, and I have a family to take care of. I have a home to take care of, and I dedicate my time here, and I ask, and don't get me wrong, I appreciate the family that does call in. The family that asks me to pass, hey, when you say, can you pass me through? Am I not there? Every single time we have a show, do I not pass you through? Am I there? And the people who say they're going to call in, are you not there? Yes, you are. But the fact of the matter is, there's a lot of other family out there, and there's a lot of other people out there I'd like to get to be committed to this program. And I'd like to expand it. We all have Twitter pages, Facebook pages. I know Mike out in Wisconsin, he promotes the show. But you know what? Really, the show hasn't gone as far as I'd like to see it have gone. Yeah, we've called Walmart. We've harassed businesses. We've called politicians. But you know what? In a way, I think maybe on a Sunday night and Thursday night, I'd rather spend time with my two sons than argue with people on the radio. It was a great experience. It really was. It was something new. I tried it. And like I said, we did have success. We had a lot of people that said thank you. I mean, we had emotional shows. We had people that had their children kidnapped. You know, I mean, so we've done a lot. But, you know, it just, there's no loyalty. It's just like the captain. You know, the captain, he's a scumbag. You know, I did a sports show with him on Friday night. We put up $500 bet to pick the two Super Bowl teams that would be in the Super Bowl. And at the end of the year, what's he do? You know, he kicks me off the show. Huh, don't think I'm going to contribute to that pot after you kick me off the show, buddy boy. You know, and that's another subject. You know, it's just there's no loyalty anymore. There's no honesty. You know, and I did have a subject I wanted to talk about tonight, too. I'll throw it out there because this is, we still got an hour left, so we'll talk about it. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, okay? Now, I want to ask people out there, let's take a sidebar from everything I just talked about and go to switch to politics, please. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Should she not be president? Should she be the president of the United States? I think she should. I mean, if she won the popular vote, she should be president. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't support Hillary at all. I can't stand her. But if she won, she won. Okay? So what's going on here? Trump won the Electoral College, the electoral votes. I mean, can anyone out there explain to me what their opinion is on this? I mean, I'd appreciate it. Somebody, you know, if you can press the number one and chip in here, I'd really appreciate it. And give me your opinion. Do you think Hillary should be president or Trump? I mean, Trump did not win the popular vote. He didn't win it. Hillary won it. So Hillary should be president of the United States. Am I right or wrong, folks? Please. One already that's contributing. Thank you. One of my supporters. And I want everyone else to give their voice on this. I mean, we all have a lot to say on this. I mean, all of us are on here that I can see on the panel right now that are calling in are Trump supporters. So, Biff Banker, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I missed part of the end there because I had a call in. I know you were talking about Hillary and the popular vote. And, well, you know, we got the popular vote and we got the Electoral College. And I've been purporting that for many, many months because that's how it works. Because if it was just the popular vote, let's face it, California would carry the majority, basically. So, therefore, whoever the Democrat is basically going to win. You got the Electoral College, which is, you know, split up between all the states and everything, and they're supposed to vote according to their party, so I understand, and that's what they did, and that's why Trump won through the electoral vote. Now, my question, which is more important, and which is to the point of Trump winning. What if he's going to make America great again? What if that's what he really wants? What if he is another Reagan? What if he is the savior that we're all looking for? Because, you know, you walk in the room and you smell Democrats. And when you smell those people, they're not even going to talk to you about what's right or what's wrong. They're just going to bash Trump because supposedly he hates women, which I don't know if he does or not, and that's irrelevant. But what if it's a set-up deal? What if Obama and Hillary are setting it up so that he can't possibly fix anything? What if it's too far gone now and he goes in there and it's just a complete crap house? Everything is such a mess that it just can't be fixed. But that's why they got the popular vote in the Electoral College, to keep things fair and honest. Ha, in politics, imagine that, fair and honest. That's like a four-letter word.
No, hang on. If he won the popular vote, if she won the popular vote, she should be president. The majority of the people spoke. They want Hillary to be president. I mean, isn't that how it works in a republic and democratic process?
No, I've said it all along that your vote doesn't count. And everyone looks at me like I'm a jerk. Like I'm a jerk. What do you mean your vote doesn't count? I'm going out there and vote. I'm going to do my duty. I'm going to vote. You see, your vote doesn't count. And you know what? If those delegators or the electors, they decide to go against the system, it doesn't matter how many votes she won, because they're going to pick the next president, not the people. Not the people the way it's supposed to be. But I agree with you. If it was just by the popular vote, supposedly she won. We don't know what was fixed and what wasn't fixed. You know, I had Russia in here today hacking my computer, you know, and I was going to make a complaint. But, you know, you don't know what they're talking about or what the truth really is. That's the problem with them. Go ahead.
No, I agree 100% what you're saying. What I'm trying to get at is the answer is this. And I know there's people out there that are Trump supporters. And I lost Mike from Wisconsin. I know he was on here, and I wanted to hear from him on this, actually. And for some reason, his line dropped. So I don't know why. Because there's plenty of phone lines open. We only got about 20 on the phone line tonight, 20 people. So, but back, and maybe the chat room screwing up, who knows? And that's another thing. Blog Talk Radio, constant problems, you know. I mean, they charge for this service, and they hang up on me when I got a big show going on. And, you know, I mean, I just don't get it. But hopefully Mike can reconnect here. Hillary did win the popular vote. That's what's been told. Even Rush Limbaugh reported on this. Hillary won the popular vote. Now, if the majority of the people of this country voted for Hillary Clinton, should she not be president of the United States? That's my question I'm asking people. Should she not be president?
Well, according to what you're saying, I tend to agree with you, she should. But she won the popular vote. You see, we don't know she won the popular vote. All we see are numbers in front of us.
Yes, we do. Everyone has reported on it. Even the conservative radio shows have reported on it. Hillary has won the popular vote by over a million votes across the country.
You know, when you watch Judge Judy says it all the time, you have to come into court with clean hands. If you're part of this crime or you're part of this scenario and you're trying to make out with money, then you know what? She's not going to award you anything. You know, right now with the borders the way they are, they're coming across the river, and as soon as they get across the river, they're looking for an agent to take them. The people coming from Mexico, because when the agents take them, when they come across the border, they give them a meal, they process them, and they give them $665 in plane fare to go live with any relative in the United States that they want until they can go through the process of you know, either being deported or staying in this country. And that process right now is taking 4 or 5 years. And you know as well as I do, because Trump's purporting that he's going to build a border, how many millions, tens of millions, or hundreds of millions have been brought in here now that are voting? So if they voted and they're not American citizens, then it's just like Judge Judy, and it's fraudulent, and that's the way I see it. Now, did she win the popular vote from what we're being told? Yes. But you know what? They're politicians. We can't trust them. We can't trust anything they do. Go ahead.
Well, that's another thing that I want to bring up also. You know? Remember a couple of years ago with the Newtown school shooting? What did we have on the news, on TV? We all watch TV, come on, even though we don't support it. All you saw were school shootings, school shootings, school shootings, school shootings, school shootings, school shootings, right? And then, you know, now what do we got? Cop shootings, cop shootings, cop shootings. What happened to the school shootings? All of a sudden they disappeared? Nobody's shooting up schools anymore? They decided to stop? You know, and now we got the police being killed all around the country, and that's kind of dying out. You know, and it's like when airplanes crash. All of a sudden, one airplane crashes. All of a sudden, we start hearing about another airplane blew up, another airplane, another this. You know, it's like it seems like the media controls what we think, say, and live around. You know, and that's what, you know, I wanted to bring that point up also. It's kind of weird, don't you think? Yeah, I mean, do you know anyone who was involved in a school shooting? I don't. You know, I mean, how do we know they actually really happened? Just like landing on the moon. I want to do a show on that, actually, before we wrap up this blog talk thing. Did we really land on the moon? I don't think we did. I think it's all farce.
Well, you know, you're right about what you're saying. And as far as Newtown goes, right now, if you speak out against Newtown, they'll take you, arrest you, and put you in jail. What's up with that? You know, the First Amendment doesn't guarantee you free speech. It doesn't prohibit what you can say. What the First Amendment does, it prohibits the government from getting involved in what you can say. That's the First Amendment. Now, Newtown, who knows? There's something fishy about Newtown, whatever it may be. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm telling you what I've seen and what I know and what I've watched and what I've read. There's something wrong there. There's something wrong with the moon landing. I'm not saying Newtown didn't happen, and I'm not saying the moon landing didn't happen. But when they're showing you pictures of men walking on the moon and there's bubbles rising up from their suit because they're actually underwater in a tank somewhere, there's something. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? When they're on the moon walking around and a squirrel runs in back of the set, across the set, you know, there's something wrong. And why are they doing this? When they have these tragedies on TV, like you're mentioning, and they got ambulance parked in the middle of the highway, and the highways are closed down, and they're running down the middle of the highway with a mannequin on the stretcher, clear as day. You can see it's a mannequin as clear as you can see your fingers on the end of your hand. Why are they doing this? You know,
exactly. Let me ask you this, Joe. If we were at the moon, right, so many years ago, why haven't we been back there? Why haven't we gone back? If it was such a great discovery, and there was so much scientific evidence and things we collected from the moon's surface, which, whatever happened to that, by the way, I don't know. But, you know, we collected soil samples and all this. Why haven't we been back? Why? You know? It don't make no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And if you look at the big picture of everything, you can reach out and touch the moon. Compared to any other planet anywhere, and we can't even get there and do anything. At mankind in a whole, we are so lost and know so little about what's going on, but yet we're trying to fool each and every other one on the planet.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, Bitbanker, real quick, before I start getting ready to wrap it up, I lost a bunch of callers. I don't know where they went. If maybe they got hung up on, I don't know. Well, it looks like you just dropped. Bitbanker just dropped, so I wanted to ask him a question before he dropped. So, and that's Blog Talk Radio for you. Another reason, why am I paying money for this service that can't provide me a good service? You know, I mean, and if you complain, you're not going to get any answer. I hope everyone, all right, let's see, who else? All right, let's see, what do we got here? All right, there's Bitbanker, you dropped, you came back. I lost a bunch of other callers that were on, and I want to ask Bitbanker a question. I'm going to reconnect you right now. There, I lost Mike from Wisconsin. I don't know where he disappeared to. And I had three other people that wanted to call in. They disappeared. It could be Blog Talk Radio for all I know. But I'm sure you heard the beginning. I'm thinking about discontinuing the show. You know, it's not profitable for me. I did my best. We brought news to people. I got my say out there. I talked about a lot of things I wanted to talk about. We talked about my book. We talked about, you know, my past. I allowed a lot of my family to come onto the program and speak live on the air. These shows are all archived. But you know what? It's costing me $39.95 a month to pay for this program. And I get a genie that comes on and she disappears. You know, I mean, you know, and it's just, you know, I try to give people a voice to, you know, they got a lot to say behind the scenes, but I give them an open forum and they don't want to talk. But it's just like, you know, Mike from Wisconsin, he was on here tonight. He disappeared. Where is he? I know he doesn't work. I know he doesn't have a job to go to. Where'd he go? You know, so, you know, I'm just a little sick and tired of it. I'm tired of inviting people to the program. I'm a little sick and tired of programming the show, inviting guests, and I think it's time to maybe hang it up. And unless I can get a co-host, if I can get a co-host to help me out with this program, I would be more than happy to have to share the program with someone and still pay for it. I just need another voice on the other line because, you know what, I don't want to be the person that, you know, I don't like talk shows where one person speaks and he doesn't allow other people to speak, and I don't want to do that. And I think people are starting to get that impression about me, and that's not true. I want to listen to what other people have to say, so I want a co-host. But if I can't get one who's going to share the responsibility to bring guests in and bring new people on, then you know what? What's the point? I'm the one paying for this show every month, and if people don't appreciate it, hell with you, you know? What's your opinion on everything I've just said? Am I being selfish? Am I being rude? You know, just give me your opinion.
Well, first off, that was my fault on hanging up that time. I have a mute button here, which I generally use, as you know, so that you don't hear background noise here or dogs barking or cars or horns or people screaming, yelling for drugs or wanting to buy cigarettes or throwing beer bottles in the street, because I live in Meriden, Connecticut. This is America. That's the way we act in America, you know. But so I had to call back in. But in any event, I see your problem with that. And, you know, it's supposed to be friends and family. And we do have some friends and we do have some family. Unfortunately, you can see that the family really doesn't want to get involved. I mean, they do, but, you know, to what extent? And quite frankly, if I were you, yeah, I'd call it quits. I'd take care of the two boys, and I'd put that $50 a month or whatever it is into something else because, as you can see, It doesn't seem to be worthwhile. It's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Twice a week isn't bad. Twice a week is getting to be a little bit much at times, but once a week should be no problem whatsoever for anybody. And to be able to pick up your phone and just call in and listen, and even put your phone on mute is a wonderful thing. You know, you could go on Google and make a spreadsheet, and everybody could type in there on what's going on, and everybody could read it. But if they won't pick up a phone and dial a number, I doubt if they're actually going to read anything or type anything in. So the freeway is out. You know, but I'd let it go and see what the rest of the callers think, or what the rest of the family thinks, the rest of the friends think.
That's the problem. They don't. I lost Mike. He disappeared. I guess he had something important to do. You know, here's somebody who's supposed to be a supporter of the program. I was telling him I was getting ready to end the show, so he hung up. You know, so you know, and we all know we try to help Mike out, but where is he? He won't answer his phone. He's another one, you know. And the last show I do, you better listen, because I'm going to call everybody out one-on-one, including myself, and that will be the last show I do. And if I offend anyone, like you said friends and family, if you ain't got the time to pick up the telephone at least once a week for a family member who's on a worldwide radio show to say, hey, that's my nephew. Hey, that's my grandson. Hey, that's my friend. Or tell your neighbor, say, hey, my nephew, he's on the radio tonight at 6 p.m. Why don't you listen in, you know? But instead, people want to go on Facebook, my nieces and nephews. But when I come up to visit them, though, they sure want to hang out with me so I can feed their fat faces, you know, so I can take them out to eat and spend my money on them, you know. And the thing of it is, time is more important than money, anything else in life, time. Because time you can never get back. There's one thing, you can always get money back. You can spend your money and you can always get it back. But time, you can never get back. Man's time, you can never, ever get back. But go ahead, Bitbanker.
Well, you know, Mike hung up. He could have got company. He could have been sick. Anything could have happened. So you got to cut everybody some slack. He calls in, so, you know, give him a break. The people that you connect and they answer and they listen, you know, you got to give them a break too. I kind of forget what lost my train of thought here on what I was going to say, but But you're right. I think everyone should be able to call in at least once a week and just listen. And, you know, if they can call in and they got a mute function on their phone, even if they get company over or something, they could just put it on mute and put the phone down, because that's what I was doing before when I hung up, because I'm in Connecticut here, and it's kind of dark where I am right now. I can see fine, but I pushed the wrong button. And the reason why it's kind of dark is because it's 27 cents a kilowatt hour here in Connecticut. That's what we pay. I know in North Carolina, where you are, it's 12 cents a kilowatt hour, so it's more than twice expensive here. So you try to save. You don't keep the lights blaring or whatever. I got the TV on in the background here, but that's just to keep the dog happy and try to keep the dog quiet. But other than that, I would, you know, have it off. But
I want to say one thing though. After all the criticism, and I'm the host, so I want to interrupt to say one thing before I lose train of thought. Joe in Sebastian, Florida, he always listens. I'll give him credit. I patch him through. He'll always listen, even if we disagree. I will give him that credit. I will give him that credit. Elizabeth Rondo, she always listens. Bridget Pruitt always listens, you know, and there's a couple others who want to remain anonymous. That's okay. I give you that option. They always listen, you know, and Deborah Lewis, we know she works. She's a nurse. She works 80 hours a week to support scumbag. I shouldn't say that. I don't want to say it live on the air, but you all know what I mean. You know, she's working to support losers. Let's put it that way. But she's out there working her ass off. So, and she listens at work. And what you just said was true. She'll put her phone on mute or just put it down and at least let me know she's on the line. Because listeners are important on this type of show. It gives me ratings. It gives me, you know, if I see 50 people listening on the phone line, hey, even if you're really not listening, guess what? It gives me ratings, you know. And like you said, Bitbanker, that was key. You're right. But so cut Mike some slack? Yeah, okay. Usually he's here. You're right. But, you know, I will. I mean, I know he's not in best of health. Mike is my uncle, and I support him no matter what. So, and he has supported his program, so you're right. But Jeannie, no, I'm not cutting her no slack. Sorry. Came on the program one time after 2 years. You know, we've been wanting her to come on. You know, I mean, we all know that if we're all family and friends, we know what Jeannie and Wayne are about. Come on. You know, they're in a cave, you know, the Bat Cave, actually. I like to call it the Bat Cave. You know, I mean, where are you? But anyway, go ahead, Bitbanker, because I'm going to start getting ready to wrap it up here unless anyone else presses one.
I know what you're talking about. Maybe Jeannie, maybe Wayne, maybe other people just don't want to be part of it. And that's one of the problems right there. Maybe they don't want to be part of the family. You know, you brought up something a show or two ago. You know, we're all human. We all make mistakes. You know, people when they're young, they go out, they rob stores, they get caught, they end up in jail. You know, you take guns, you shoot them through people's houses. You do all things that are wrong because you're young and stupid. We all know what we've done. And if you don't know what you've done, you could ask family members, and I'm sure the other family members will tell you what you've done, and it may jog your memory. I'm not saying I'm an angel. I've done a lot of things wrong, too, and I've probably done a lot of things wrong that I don't remember. But we all try, and we all try to do the best we can, and it should be families helping family, friends helping friends, family helping friends helping family, because that's the way you're going to make it in life, because you're not going to make it through this life on your own. I've tried helping
people out
on this
show. Well, we talked about this with the Mexicans, the Indians, the Chinese people. They come over to this country. What do? They buy a convenience store on the corner. Guess who works there? Mommy, daddy, sister, brother, son. And they all work there, and guess what they do? The son goes, buys another store on the other corner. And guess who works there? Mommy, daddy, son, and brother. And you know what? They all live in one big house, and they grow, and they become successful. But you see, we as Americans don't do that.
Because you know what? I want a brand new car. It's me. I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself. Right.
And not only that, but I want it now. As I was going to say, there have been people on this call in the past, people I have never met, who needed money. I offered to go out and buy them a joiner and a planer, and go out and get the wood and set them up in my garage here, and show them how to make wood to different dimensions, how to post the listings online. You've got pieces of wood. You wrap them up. You measure the thickness with calipers, because this wood that you can make on the planers and make it little dimensional lumber for crafts, you can get a lot of money for this wood, especially when it doesn't cost you anything to get the wood. And you know what? That's too much work. I don't have a place to store it. Well, you know what?
They want it now.
Then you're going to... Right, because then you're going to have to go out and get a JOB, just over broke, because that's where you're going to be, unless you do an Obama and you become an organizer and go to Chicago and become a senator and become the president of the United States, because you're never going to – I can't say you're never going to make it. That's an absolute statement. It's very difficult to make it in this world today as a team, let alone as one. And if you're not going to take advantage of every situation that people offer you to see if it's right for you, then you've got problems. And I'm willing to help anybody. For your show here, I've bought Magic Jack, I've bought NetTalk, I've got wireless devices so that I can call in, because I can't call from my other phone here that I have at home. So I spent a considerable amount of money doing that. Not that I'm bragging or anything, because it's no big deal, but I went out of my way to do that. I've gone out of my way to help people here. I've offered people here on the call ways to make an income sitting home and doing nothing, and I get little to no response. And
yeah, you send them an email and they don't respond to you.
I'm not going to do all the work. If people want to learn how to do something, I'll be right there spending my money to show you how, but I'm not going to do it all. Back to you.
No, I know. You only ask for cooperation and gumption. And that's the problem. It's like my nieces and nephews, you know, like I told you, you know, and Mike brought this up one show. Let's have a team. Let's have the younger generation come onto the program. You can't, because they can't put together two words in one sentence. You know, they can't talk. All they know is Facebook and OMG, TCBY, and they're shaking their ass, taking pictures of their ass and their tits, posting it on Facebook, you know, and the males in the family are too busy out getting drunk, partying it up. You know, they go to the Army, and what do? They get kicked out, you know, and you try to help them out and say, look, I can help you get your benefits for the rest of your life. No, it's more important to hang out with my friends, you know, and get drunk, and then it's woes me later. And then the older generation has to take out of their hard-earned savings to help them. And that's what I'm saying. The older generation out there, you know who you are. If you worked hard for what you have, don't give it to the younger people. Don't. They're not worth it. Trust me. They're not worth it. You know, and I hate to say that about my own very family, but it's true. They're not worth it. They have to learn the hard way. You know, I mean, it's just a fact. And it's hard to swallow, because I have two sons, and I would do anything for them, you know. But there's going to come a point in time in life where they're going to have to become men, and they're going to have to grow up. And if I'm there throughout their entire childhood and give them every single tool they can to survive and succeed in life, and if they throw it away, then guess what? I cannot pick up those pieces they threw away. I got to let them learn the hard way. And sometimes people say, well, that's not right. Those are your children. Nuh-uh. You know, because you can't, because I'm not going to be here forever. Just like you said, BitBanker, one day you're going to be gone. You know, And that goes for the other people out there who are older. One day you're going to be gone. So wouldn't you rather see your children learn on their own and learn the hard way instead of worrying if they're ever going to learn at all before you die? You know, that's a key point right there. And we know we have people in our family right now that have not grown up at the age of 45, you know, and that's disgusting. And it's time for us to put our foot down. And that's from family member to family member. But anyway, go ahead, Bitbanker. I just wanted to put that in there. Go ahead.
Well, I believe you're right and what you're wrong in what you just said, because everybody has their own opinions. And if that's the way that you're going to raise your boys, then good for you. It's not a bad way. But then again, you know, the way I do things too, I try to help and I try to give everybody a chance, and I'll do anything I can to help somebody that wants to help. But if you don't ask for the help, or you don't show you need help, or you're not listening to what I'm telling you, then I can't help you anymore. I'm not going to stop trying.
Well, that's my point. That's my point, Pat Banker.
Right. There has to be some acknowledgement. There has to be some acknowledgement to what I'm doing. And I only know my way of doing things. I don't know yours or anybody else's. And if someone doesn't know something and I'm trying to tell them my way and they tell me they can't listen to me because they don't understand me, that's not my problem. That's their problem. They should go see someone else then that they can understand. Maybe they should try paying someone instead of having me pay to try to help them. And that's the way I do things, the best I can.
Well, I know. And there's situations I know where you've tried to help people, you know, on this program, and some of them aren't listening right now. And like you said, you give them an opportunity to make an income because they're crying broke, but yet, you know, you say, here's what you got to do. What do you think? Can you do this? And they don't even reply to you. It's like, you know, what the hell, man? I'm wasting my time. You know, and I'm sure Elizabeth Rondo out there listening, you know, and there's other people on the line right now, you know. I didn't want to turn this into a family and friends show because I did invite everybody, but some were on the line tonight and they hung up. But thanks for listening while you did. I guess you had more important things to do, but I don't know, but that's okay. You know, I'm not in charge of your life. You know, you got your own life to live. But the fact of the matter is, we all cry for help. Help me, help me. I need this. I'm broke, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you got someone out there saying, here's the golden canal. Come, come, come to it. And they're like, no, I got something better to do. You know, I don't know. It's just strange. It's strange. It's strange. I don't know. You know, it's very, very strange.
I threw that Google spreadsheet idea out there as well, and you know nobody's going to do that. But there's also something else that nobody will probably ever do. It's a call-in line, and what it is, it's just a number that you can call any time, any minute, any hour of any day, of any week, throughout the year, and you could just talk. And it's put in an archive, and every day all the dead air is taken out, and then other people can call in and just and either add to it or listen to what, you know, transpired the day before. But I don't think that would go over big either.
Or can that call in line be added to the program? Could I incorporate that? Say, hey, I've got some call in lines here. Could that be pre recorded stuff that I can add in?
Excuse me. Well, it's not a call-in line like that. It's not a call-in line where like this. It's a call-in line like this, but it's open at any minute of the day, so that me and you may hang up now, but someone else may call in as soon as we hang up, and they'll be on the line, and then someone else will call in, and those two people will start talking. And any dead air, because it may go hours, nobody may ever call in, but all the dead air is removed at the end of the day.
Oh, okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
As you can see, I'm still not feeling well. We've been terribly sick up here in Connecticut. Downstairs, she's been
sick for
3 weeks.
Well, that was another thing I wanted to bring up.
I'm going
mind over matter.
Everyone's talking about being sick, and you were telling me about being sick, and then I became sick. You know, I think mind over matter with relativity actually persists here because, and excuse me if that sounds a little scientific, but what I'm trying to say is that when you keep talking about something that's going to happen or that's happening to someone else, it eventually happens to you because your body
right.
becomes weak, you know, into believing that that could happen to you. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, there's an old saying. The saying goes, if you don't mind, then it doesn't matter.
Well,
no, but,
anyway.
But hey, listen. I think 25% of your health is between your ears, and you're absolutely right. If you think you're going to be sick, then you're probably going to get sick because look at all the younger people out there who are generally healthy all the time. You know why? Because I'm going to live forever. I'm not going to get sick. And that's what, and do they get sick? Yes, but not like us older people because when we get sick, we stay sick for a long time. Younger people get sick. They get the flu 2, 3, 4 days. They're done. You get older in your 60s, 70s, whatever. You know what? It's not 2, 3, 4 days. It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Well, BitBanker, hang on. You know, Terry LaPointe, who's a newspaper reporter we've had her on this program, sent me a message. And South Florida police assault business owner who refuses to give his name to CPS. A South Florida business owner recently received a visit from a CPS social worker and police officer at his place of business. A former disgruntled employee had allegedly called, a child abuse hotline to complain that the business owner was abusing his children by doing drugs, narcotics in front of his children. The social worker and police officer were apparently trying to get access to the man's children to take custody of them. The business owner asked the officer if he had a warrant and if he was under arrest. When the officer answered no to both questions, he stated that they did not have permission to enter his private business. Okay, a call center, in parentheses. Excuse me. And that he was not going to answer any questions. He offered to let them talk to his attorney. They refused and forced their way into his business anyway. When backup police arrived, they assaulted the man and threw him to the floor inside his own place of business, handcuffed him, and took him away. They probably did not realize that this business owner also maintained a Facebook page called South Florida Cop Watch, which documents police abuse of power. The entire incident was captured on video and posted to his Facebook page, which I'm going to post in the chat room. But for those of you on the call line, it's http://medicalkidnap.com/2016/1228/South Florida Police Assault Business Owner who refuses to give his name to CPS. And if you go to YouTube, just type in South Florida Police Assault a South Florida business man. And I'll go ahead and try to copy this right now. Post it in the chat room before we, let me copy it. Hang on. I'm going to post in the chat room for everybody. Okay. And let's see here. Hang on. Just give me a minute here. Bear with me, everyone. This is probably going to be a show in the future. I'm going to try to get these people on the phone here. During the next show. Okay, that's posted in the chat room. The link is there as we speak. Okay? And that right there is a tragedy. And it's showing the tragedies that I've exposed on my radio program for the last couple years. And we talked a lot about deep subjects here tonight, about people calling in, participating in the program, being a part of the program, and really, this program is about you. It's about everyone else.
You got a story you want to share, just call me. Just email me, joegibsonishome@yahoo.com. Or call into the program live. Okay? Join the chat room if you don't want to be known. You can call, you can join the chat room as a guest. Nobody's going to know who you are. All right? Or just call in live, 657-383-0616. Press 1, and I'll connect you. That's what this program has been about the last year and a half. We have helped a lot of people, okay? And I wanted to post that for Terry LaPointe. She works for Medical Kidnap. She's an investigative reporter, and she's a friend of mine, and she does pass along stories. And maybe our next show, I'll go ahead and try to get these people on, because in South Florida, this seems like a big story, and I'd like to get them on. I really would. Anyone out there who has something they want to say or continue on with the conversation, type it in the chat room or call into the program. Otherwise, I got to start getting ready to wrap it up. We still do have time. BitBanker, I got you on. I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina. BitBanker, you're in Meredith, Connecticut. Just tell me, what's the weather like in Meredith, Connecticut right now? I'm down here in Greensboro. It's 50 degrees. What's the weather like up there for you?
Well, light snow and ice, and it's getting colder. It was supposed to start off as snow this morning, but it never happened. It started off, it rained hard all day, but of course it's getting late, so it's turning into ice and snow. And it's not for New England weather. It's not that bad. For a southern weather, it would be absolutely terrible for you people. But for up here, it's not that
God.
Bad.
The whole state and, would shut down.
Right.
1 inch of snow kills us down here.
Yeah, well, we don't have any snow on the ground right here, but other parts of Connecticut have snow on the ground because, like I said, this is Meriden, and this is the city. And it's not New York City, but it's the city. And, you know, there's no snow on the roads. Maybe on the grass areas there's snow. But
yeah.
We haven't gotten any real snow yet this year. We got about 6-7 inches the other day, but that's been it for the winter so far.
Well, you know, talked about important subjects tonight on the program. We talked about family and friends, and we talked about the program to the point where, you know, If people don't want to speak out and speak up, then shame on you. I'm giving people, listen, I pay $39.95 every month to allow anyone to come onto this program. And look, we've spoken to a lot of important people over the last couple of years. And the fact of the matter is, I always allow my family and friends, it doesn't matter who you are, you know, to chip in on the program, to give me your opinion, give me your voice. Tell me, what do you want to talk about? You have a voice with me on this program. You know, we broadcast on Sundays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It doesn't matter if some of you may not agree with the topic that we're talking about, but if anyone knows, we bounce from topic to topic. We never stick to one particular topic, which makes the show really interesting. But, BitBanker, I want you to take a couple minutes to wrap it up. And if there's anyone else out there who wants to contribute in the chat room, I got several guests in the chat room. Let's see, Bridget Pruitt, BitBanker, I got you on the line. I am the universe. If there's another one there, welcome to the program. If you want to chip in, you're more than welcome. If not, you could just listen. Let's see, I've got about 7-8 guests, and to the guests, if you want to call in, because I know when you sign in as a guest, you can't type in the chat room. Call in, 657-383-0616, and I promise to get you on. And I'm not like other Block Talk shows. I won't block you, I won't embarrass you, and I won't insult you. But BitBanker, go ahead. Give me your last take on tonight's program, please.
Well, I don't follow our politicians. I sort of listen and get a gander of what they're doing and everything and things like that because I don't think you can follow them because they're only going to tell you what they want you to hear anyway. Then they're going to go off and do something else. You know, I've talked about our senators or whatever that have you know, goats tied to radiators and things like that, and that's what I've heard. I have no personal knowledge of this or anything. But the other day we sat down and I had two Democrats in front of me, and right away they're in attack mode because they think I voted for Trump. And as I told them, listen, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not an independent, I'm nothing, because I don't believe in any of these crooks down there, because they're all crooks. You can't believe any of them. They lie. They lie, and they lie, and then they lie some more, and then they lie some more, and then they lie some more. But the goal was, name one right that was taken away from you with Obama. Name one right. Name one right. Well, you don't have to name one. You could probably name a whole host of them. And I don't even follow politics, so I don't know. Your first right is you can keep your doctor. You know what? You can't keep your doctor. If you want to pay a $25,000 a year deductible, you can keep your doctor. So that's a lie. Because it's a lie on the face of it, knowing that people can keep their own doctor, but nobody can afford the $25,000. Well, you can no longer have a 25-round magazine in Connecticut. Well, that's not a federal law. That's a state law. Well, no, it's a state law because it came from these crooks. That's just a couple right there. So that's about our politicians and how much I pay attention to them, which isn't much at all. But I think more people should call in and at least listen, and like I say, put it on mute and contribute, because everybody's getting older. Family members need to know what everyone else is doing, and family members could always help family members. And money is to be spent and to help people that need it, not that you should go broke doing it. But generally, it doesn't cost much money at all to actually help somebody do something. And many times it doesn't cost any money, and just some of your time or knowledge to point them in the right direction. And if they're really want to do something for themselves and they find your information wrong or your money not enough, they'll search out other avenues to get to the goal that they want to do. Nothing in life is free. You have to work for everything. And going out and working at a job is great if that's what you want to do. But unless you have a good job and a great income, then that's where you're going to be, J-O-B, just over broke forever. Back to you, and I'll let you close out the show.
All right. Well, thanks very much. Okay. Like I said, I'll wrap up the program tonight, you know, and like you said, more people, you know, your friends and family. Look, we're giving people a worldwide stage. These shows are archived. And if you look on Blog Talk right now, if you type it in, if you open up a new browser, don't open up the browser you're on, and you type in my show, we are number one. We're number one. I'm typing in right now as we speak. I'm going to type in as my own guest, actually. I can do that up to two times before they tell me I can't. But I'm going to type it in right now.
Excuse
folks,
me?
And I'll tell you. Well, we actually dropped down a few notches. So please.
Excuse me, Joe.
Oh, no, actually, no. We're number one. We're number one. In the chat room,
Joe,
we are number one. Hang on, what's that, Bitbanker?
According to Google, when you type in understanding the times in which we live today, there are about 13,700,000 results. That's just for your information.
No. I'm talking about type in to log in on another browser, not the show you're logged into now with the chat room. If you log in maybe on another browser, Internet Explorer or Firefox, and if you type in my show, and you'll see on Blog Talk Radio right now, we are number one. We are number one. Okay? And if you can do that, I know you know what I'm talking about. The War Room has 5 chatters. I have 12. That goes to show you, Blog Talk's not doing too well tonight. I have 12. The second place winner is 5 chatters.
When you open up a new browser and you go to Google and you type in your show, like I said, Google has over 13 million hits for your show.
Wow. That's a lot, isn't it?
That's quite a bit.
Well, that just goes to show you. You know, people are listening. you know. And I'm talking about live chatters right now. You're right. People throughout the year and a half that I've been on the air, you're right, 13 million is okay. But I'm talking about right now, if you open up a new browser under not the browser you've got open now for your chat room. You go to another new browser, which is under Firefox or Internet Explorer or Google. For instance, right now my show is operating under Firefox. So if I open up Google, which is a new browser, and I type in my show, I will tell you right now, it'll pop up. And like I'm logging into my show, and I'm looking at me being Joseph Gibson, number one, 12 chatters. Join host live chats. That's what it's saying. So if you were to do that, you would log in as my 13th guest, if you were to do that. And what I'm trying to say is that show, it's powerful, man. We got a lot of people listening. You know, I mean, damn. Get your voice heard, brothers and sisters. You know, stop listening to the nonsense out there. Tune in to understanding the times in which we live today. And I hope BitBanker understands what I'm talking about. I wish I would have showed him before he went back home to Connecticut. You can't open a new browser in the browser you already have open. You've got to go to Google. Like I just said, for anyone else who's out there listening, this is what I do, okay? Excuse me. Firefox, I open up my show with Firefox, okay? And that's what I log in with. And if I go over to Google now and open a brand new browser and I type in Blog Talk Radio and I look for my show, I can log in as a guest into the chatter room. But it doesn't log into the chatter room, but it lets me see all the chatters, okay? So you can do the same, okay, without actually letting your name be exposed. I just don't know any other way to explain it. But, right now we are number one. We are number one, and that's great. That's great. And I hope the family – I know I started talking about money with the family, and a lot of people ran away because we all know – that if we could stick a toothpick up most of our family's ass, if we could get it up there, if we could get it, you wouldn't get it back. But anyway, I need a co-host that will open the show with me and talk with me. I think a tag team would really do great. So I'm searching for a co-host. That's the only way this show is going to survive because even though if we are number one, I just can't do it by myself anymore. I just don't want to do it. So for those of you out there, you need to take heed. We'll be on this month, but next month I'm not sure about. So anyway, BitBanker, thank you very much for participating with me tonight. You support the show. You always do. You always have. Joe and Sebastian, Florida, you listened in. I thank you. Elizabeth Rondo, thank you so much. Bridget Pruitt, thank you. I have three private numbers on my line. Maybe one of you are Mike. I don't know. But thank you for listening tonight. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Good night, everybody. I'll see you on, what's today? Thursday. Sunday. I'll see you Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you. God bless.
Good night.